Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the last hour, Utah prosecutors unveiled seven charges against Tyler Robinson in the killing of Charlie Kirk and formally announced they would seek the death penalty. The charges include aggravated murder, felony discharge of firearm, obstruction of justice, and witness tampering. We are very fortunate to once again bring the former U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota two times. He held that position, Andy Luger. Andy's been kind to us when he held the position and certainly afterwards on important cases like this. And truthfully, we can't get a better guest and resource than Andy on a day like this. Thank you so much again. I appreciate it. What is your just overall reaction to the charges filed in the murder of Charlie Kirk?
But the evidence as laid out by the prosecutor in the press conference that he just held is overwhelming, and as it often is in these cases. So what I would say if I was talking to, you know, the family of the victims or others is that this will lead to a conviction. Whether it leads to the death penalty or not really depends on a jury in Utah, but this man will be convicted based on what I heard and what we all heard, both about his confessing to the crime and the evidence linking him to it.
The Utah County attorney is a gentleman named Jeff Gray. He did say that he's going to seek the death penalty. You just laid that out partially about whether it will get to that point. Was that decision expected to you, or were you uncertain before it was announced in the last hour?
It was expected by me. In states that have the death penalty, there's a reason they have the death penalty, and each state makes that decision. In a state that has the death penalty, it's hard to imagine having a death penalty available case that's stronger than this one.
Sure.
This is exactly why you have a death penalty in a state that believes in it.
Among the folks that he confessed to, because they are still saying he's not cooperating with them, the parents, in talking about Charlie Kirk, among the comments the county attorney said, there's too much evil with this guy. He spreads too much hatred. And also conversations with his roommate. Enough of his hatred. Some hate cannot be negotiated with. If you're the defense, how are you going to try to overcome that information from Robinson himself to the people in his life who you would assume he most trusted?
I have no idea. I have defended cases that had no defense, and you go into court, you do something within the rules, and you do the best you can. I would imagine a lawyer will likely try to get a guilty plea and no death penalty. That's about the best you can do at this point. But if a case goes to trial, you know, there's always some form of mental impairment, mental illness, defense of insanity. Those aren't very strong in any of these cases.
Right.
So if he insists on a trial because he doesn't want to plead guilty, or if a trial is really required because you know, not a lot of people plead guilty where the death penalty is at issue, then you're going to have to do the best you can. I don't envy the defense lawyer. Nobody would. But that's our system. And I think this case is overwhelming, and I think there'll be a verdict of guilty without much doubt.
This is a two-time former U.S. attorney for the state, Andy Lueger, with us reacting to the charges against Tyler Robinson in the murder of Charlie Kirk. Gray and the other prosecutors also laid out that because this was such a public event, Andy, 3,000 individuals, that this bullet came precariously and dangerously close to hitting other individuals. Does that carry any more weight with the law?
It carries weight with the law. When you say any more, you murdered a public individual intentionally, with planning, with forethought. When you say any more, obviously anything as horrendous as this, it's hard to talk about it being more horrendous, but yes, there were children and others there in the area. When you take a shot at somebody in public, the chances that you're going to hit somebody else or additional people is always there, and it's horrendous. But it's hard to say that it's, you know, what's more horrendous than targeting,
right,
you know, targeting
exactly
anybody,
yeah,
and shooting and killing them. So there is literally nothing to say about this case that isn't just horrific and troubling for our whole society.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. The fact that he is not cooperating in cases, and it's hard to say typical like this, but sadly, we saw it with Vance Belter. We've watched what happened targeting the governor of Pennsylvania. We watched what happened with Steve Scalise, Gabby Giffords, other political attempts. Can we come up with a typical scenario, or is it all, I mean, it's all to some level always going to be case to case, but the fact that this individual is not cooperating, is that what you would have expected?
I think the cases kind of fall into two broad categories to the extent that we want to go there. One is the person who really does want to talk about what they did, talk to the police, talk to law enforcement, and explain what they did and why. And there are those instances, and to some extent they're on, you know, they're on their rant. Their rant hasn't finished. Others, the horrendous act of what they did is the statement that they're going to make, and then they just shut up and go back into a hole. I don't know him. I don't know anything about him. I watched the press conference. I'm trying to follow the coverage. He seems to have done what he wanted to do, and did not expect. I think there was one statement in there where he didn't really expect to be alive at this point. But he is, and I don't, you know, when they talk about cooperating with law enforcement, he's confessed to the crime. The evidence is in. He's going to be convicted of murder and very possibly the death penalty. So I don't know what else there really is to do. He could talk about more of his feelings, but I think we very much know, based on what we've heard so far in the texts and the roommate in particular, we know a lot about what he was thinking and why he did this horrendous thing.
DNA also, they are saying, on the rifle itself, just to add to it. So he's going to appear virtually in court around 4R time. After that takes place, what happens next? What about the federal government itself?
Yeah, I don't know. And then the Utah County Attorney said this. I don't know where the feds are with their case and what they're going to be doing or not doing. The state case will proceed as state cases do. There'll be motions hearings. There'll be court appearances. They'll set a trial date. You know, they'll talk about the death penalty and bringing in specific defense counsel for that. There are a number of steps that'll take place, but aside from the publicity and the public nature of the person who was murdered, this will be a murder case. And that's not to understate anything, but that's what it's going to be. If there are federal charges, that, you know, can change the game.
I know when I've talked to you before about this, and also the interim U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson, it seems the pattern, at least in Minnesota, has always been the federal charges would go first. The federal government's going to step in. That is clear at some level. So if they do or when they do, will they also want to go first in Utah?
I don't know. You know, yes, the pattern has been of late that the feds go first. It's not required, and they'll be talking amongst themselves. So we'll find out. But I wouldn't presume one way or the other just because of what's happened of late. That seems to be the way things are going these days. I don't know whether that'll continue.
As a citizen, as a passionate defender of the law, as someone who, when you're not representing the government, is willing to give opinions, some opinions that people don't like, how chilling to you is what happened, that despicable act, and just the way some individuals are reacting to it, and where we might be going because of this grotesque decision by Tyler Robinson?
Well, I think what we've seen over the last few years with the horrendous acts that sort of span the spectrum, this being one of them, school shootings, political assassinations, Mangione case in New York, you know, hunting down and killing a CEO. I think we as a society are in an awful place. And it's beyond, yes, it incorporates the reaction of some people here, some people in the Mangione case, kind of coming to the cause of these murderers. I think we're in a very, very troubling place as a society. And I think the solutions for all of this, which I'm trying to think about a lot, go very deep. This is beyond some legislation. This is beyond funding for mental health, all of which, you know, is worthwhile to think about. But I think we have to think more deeply about who we are and how we are communicating with each other, because the level of rage and anger and grievance in our society has hit a level that I don't think we ever anticipated.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, again, Andy Luger's with us, former two-time U.S. attorney for the state. I concur completely, and we have events that take place, whether it's the attempted assassination multiple times of the president, whether it's the Hortmans, and we think, and people say, the tone has to change. We don't have to give up our opinions, but the violence itself, the rhetoric, needs to slow down, and Andy, it never does, so... On the law, I mean, the president clearly is talking, Pam Bondi's talking about pursuing individuals. Sometimes it's the rhetoric, sometimes it's their actions, and I want to be clear about this. For millions in this country, the rhetoric needs to tamp down dramatically. Those of us who don't play that game to give opinions need to call out more of that, but as someone who has been practicing law for a long time, where can the law step in, and does it concern you in any way when the president and attorney general are talking about targeting individuals, including at times for the words they offer up?
Yeah, you can't – targeting individuals, I don't – they have to flesh out what they're talking about. But let me be clear as my view. Targeting individuals, groups, whatever it is, that's not only, you know, under the law that doesn't work. It won't work for this problem. This is even more, Chad, than toning it down. I want to suggest that we have to learn how to communicate online in a way that doesn't lead to the ramping up of rage and grievance and anger.
How does that happen?
I'm still trying to figure that out, and I'm actually talking to some experts in the next couple of days who've been tracking this. There's a lot more we have to learn, and I'll just briefly end with this. We used to talk to each other. We talked on the phone. Yep. If we were really angry, we wrote a letter to the editor, in my day. Maybe you wrote an op-ed. Maybe there are publications out there that nobody read that you could spew your views on. That all changed with the Internet. And the Internet didn't come with a set of instructions for us. We all engaged in a new way of communicating, you know, with prehistoric emails that we used to do on AOL and with, you know, ultimately, you know, chat rooms, if you remember, Chad.
Yeah.
And then ultimately social media. And we were promised when the Internet sort of was invented, however you want to describe it, we were kind of promised a new community, a new way to engage in dialogue with a broader cross-section of people around the world, even. And we got some of that. And yes, there is that aspect of it. But there's another part of this that I think we need to figure out how to harness. And we need to figure out how to take what we express online, what people express online, good people and bad, and change it. Because you didn't, Chad, you and I couldn't have a conversation in 1980 in which I spewed hate at you without it being in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And now
right.
I can do that, and others can do that. So how do we change the way we communicate online and maybe take control of it rather than it taking control of us?
All right, before you go, because I know you have to go quick, just on the Mangione charges today, judge dismissed two of the murder charges, including the most severe charge, first-degree murder, accusing Mangione of murder as a crime of terrorism. What's your reaction to that?
Well, what the judge said, and I read the decision, the judge said that the crime, as horrific as it is, doesn't fit in the definition of a terrorism charge in New York that was passed after 9/11, where, you know, you have to be committing this crime to intimidate and coerce the civilian population. It's a very specific type of charge, terrorism charge. Sometimes, and I think this might be one of them, sometimes we try to take certain crimes, hate crimes federally we have available to us, terrorism charge in the state court in New York, and try to make more of it, use it for more than maybe it was intended
mm-hmm.
to.
Okay.
That's what the judge is saying. The judge is saying this is a murder. It's a horrific crime. It's an awful crime. And it meets the definition of murder. It doesn't meet the definition of terrorism.
Understand. I know you're busy. Thank you so much. Be well, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me on.
The former two-time U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota, Andy Lueger, once again giving us just great insight on what's taking place. So let's do this again. We've done this, I don't know, since the two of us have been together 5-6 times before that. Social media, yes or no? Has it been a positive or has it been a negative? And obviously it's nuanced, Dave. It's a lot of nuance. But if we just want to pick up on a lot of what Andy said and our dialogue at the end, if you have to say social media and how powerful and pervasive and omnipresent and omnipotent that it is social media a net positive or a net negative? Is that a fair question to ask?
It is.
What do you want to say? Text right now. Social media has been a net positive or net negative, and I understand it's more complicated than that. There's a lot more nuance to that. But if it's just simple, positive or negative, what do you want to say? If you want to text and add more context to it, certainly. But you got to give me the positive or negative and ideally add why. 651-461-9226. Why do I go to StretchLab? Because I want to feel better. I want to stay somewhat healthy. I want to stay somewhat fit. And I have a son with significant physical challenges, and I want him to be the same. I want Quentin to defy what has happened to so many other kids with DIRK 1A and live for decades and decades and decades. I want you to go. You could be a 16-year-old who's playing soccer right now and excelling and all sorts of energy, and you need 3 hours of sleep. Guess what? You need to stretch. Maybe you're a 75-year-old and used to be a great athlete, but you're just sitting around too much. They can help you out at the dozen-plus locations, stretchlab.com. They have technology there. They'll talk to you for an extended period of time. Start with that 50-minute session. I guarantee you, you're going to feel better that first time. And most of you, if not all of you, are going to sign up to become a monthly customer. Believe in it greatly. There last night and a great session. StretchLab.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.